Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. This morning I'm coming to you from our biblical garden, enjoying the sunshine, the flowers, the birds, enjoying the beginning of a new season. The season of spring began last weekend, and the weather here has been pretty downright wonderful, especially compared to places that have had to shovel snow in the last week or two. It is good to celebrate the beginning of a new season, the season of spring, and we're preparing to celebrate the beginning of the season of Easter here in another week and a half. And tomorrow when I'm recording, today we begin the season of the 2026 Major League Baseball. And there's only one game on tonight. It's the San Francisco Giants, your San Francisco Giants, taking on the New York Yankees. And I understand there are a few Yankees fans. If you get 26 World Series, you're going to pick up a fan or two along the way. Nonetheless, as the new season begins, whether it be spring or Easter or a baseball season, we begin with hope. An expectation and wondering what the new season may bring. At the beginning of a sports season, every team is tied for first place. No team has experienced a loss, and you enter the season just full of hope and expectation for what the season may bring. As we enter the season of spring, we wait with anticipation for flowers to bloom and new life to appear where throughout winter life has appeared to not be present. And during the season of Easter, we are given new life through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. On Easter, we are given a clean slate, the opportunity to recreate ourselves or be recreated as we receive the gift of forgiveness and the forgiveness of our sins and the opportunity to start over. We all start on Easter. We all start with a blank slate, with no losses, and that gives us the potential and the opportunity to live differently than we've lived in the past. To set aside the things that have dragged us down before, and to live into the joy and the good news of Jesus Christ. So that's my prayer for you as we prepare this Sunday for Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week, and the journey to Golgotha, to the crucifixion of our Lord, always mindful that Sunday is coming when we celebrate the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the fresh new start that each of us receive every time that we ask for it, every time that we come to the table. Live in that hope and that promise is my prayer for you. And go Giants, obviously. Take care. It's been a pleasure spending a part of this day with you, and I look forward to seeing you throughout the season. Bye now.